recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. Joseph, got to get on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you. Now, we got some... How are you doing, Drewski?
Doing good. I'm sort of getting over my dream. I think getting I haven't talked about it yesterday.
Kind got of it out. Talk got therapy. Out. Good stuff. We got calls up there, man.
Yeah, we
calls
do.
Calls abound.
It's great to them.
There's a mono call up there. It's been hanging on for a while. Okay. Kelly, 49, Las Vegas.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guy.
Wow, I wonder how many people really remember that commercial that are alluding to it. Anyway, go ahead. What's
Chuck
up?
Chuck McCann. He just that's passed,
right.
I think.
Oh, that's right. That was Chuck McCann.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm a SoCal kid, so I remember all those great commercials, Debbie Doodson, Chuck, and all that good stuff. So,
I should know. I'm Debbie Doodson.
Right. No, really, you really take me back. Anyways, I had mono back in high school days at the end of my football career. In senior year, and still have, like, some, every now and then, like, I'm tired, like, and I wonder, like, you know, I don't really go to the doctor much because I'm not a pussy, so, you know, I just kind of fight through it and get up and go to work the next day, but when I'm tired, I'm tired, and I could sleep, but I don't have anything to do, I can sleep, and I was wondering, and some, had a lady ask me if I had Epstein-Barr, maybe, and I said, oh, I'm a guy.
Crazy.
Okay,
well,
first of all, if you have mono and then get chronic fatigue, it follows immediately on the heels of it, typically. So you would have been tired since high school, number one. Number two, the idea of the chronic Epstein-Barr virus with some sort of recrudescence of symptoms has largely been abandoned. That was turned out to be essentially a multiplicity of other things.
Who could have seen this?
I know.
No one could have.
So you need a proper workup to see. I mean, anything from cancer to nothing can be.
I want to say this, Kelly Bumbelli. I have in the past had. Put him on hold for a second, but he can hear me. Now, Drew.
Yeah. He's not a 25-year-old is fatigue. He's a 50-year-old is fatigue.
Now,
it's a very different thing.
All right. But let me say this.
Yeah.
I have in the past run into this
fatigue.
A lot. It's that thing where somewhere around 3 in the afternoon, I kind of like hit a wall. I'm just like, God, I want to lay down. Mm-hmm. I just want to lay down, you know. And God, truth be told, there were times when I was like on stage at the Man Show where we had the stage. So there was a big sound stage where we shot the Man Show.
Yeah.
And in the sort of catacombs of that stage, I had my dressing room, and across my dressing room was Jimmy's dressing room and a couple little like juggy changing rooms and stuff like that. And my dressing room was small, modest, had a little sofa in it and a throw pillow or something. But if the wind was blowing just right, I could sneak out of our office with Daniel and Jimmy at 3:30 in the afternoon every once in a while, get down to my dressing room and just shut the light and stretch out on the sofa.
You used to do a lot of napping back in the day.
I used to try.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel, he was just one of these guys who just, I want to punch him sometimes. Like, he just decided that, why am I napping while he's working, or that's for weak people or whatever it is. And he would like send somebody down to go get me or something. And I would just go, just let me lay down for 20 minutes. Just let me lay down for 20 goddamn minutes.
I would sleep during the lunch break at Loveline. We were filming that. And that was 20 years ago. Now,
yes, it made it.
Dude, you got to remember, we would do radio till midnight every night.
I'm trying to explain that to Daniel.
It's a very different time.
It was a big deal to be able to lay down for just
shut my
eyes.
Yes, we didn't get any sleep.
Hold on. I dealt with that periodically when I was a construction worker my whole career. One of the things I particularly found is when they would bring in a big meal at around 1 o'clock and I'd eat at lunch, I'd want to lay down badly after that.
That makes sense.
One thing, and you know me, I'm not one of these guys where it's like, oh man, when I eat chocolate, boom, I go right to the top and ring the bell. Then I start to bottom out. I have that red meat withdrawal that I get, you know, all that stuff's nonsense. One thing that I can tell you about the periodic fasting is not getting those sleepy lulls in the middle.
That's the blood sugar.
In the middle of the day. Being able to just kind of have a consistent energy level throughout the day without the 4 o'clock, Jesus Christ, I got to lay down, feel. It's palpable. In a world where I couldn't tell you if multivitamins worked or not, this is something for me that is that made a difference.
And you also, when you were depressed, then it was even worse, right?
Well, depression makes people want to sort of escape wherever.
It makes you fatigued. Part of depression.
Well, there's a part of it that makes you want to drink more, that makes you want to smoke more pot, that makes you want to watch more movies.
Now,
and
the first thing I would wonder about Kelly is how much does he weigh?
Mm-hmm.
How tall is he? How much does he weigh?
Kelly?
I am 6'2", 240. Okay. Can bench my body weight, and I intermittently fast.
Hold on. Let me talk to this guy. How can you bench yourself, dude? Let him answer.
That's my Swole Patrol, man. You know, it's Swole Patrol. Bench your body weight, so I can do that.
Oh, wait. Yeah, body weight. Yeah. Okay.
So you should
may have won this round.
Matt's wit. Unarmed man.
But look, you're 50. You need a PSA. You need a colonoscopy. You need to know what your blood pressure is. You need to get basic medical screening. And when you go get that, you say, look, I'm having fatigue sometimes. Maybe it's part of your aging. Maybe it's your weight. Maybe it's the weightlifting. As you get older, the weightlifting can kind of wear you out a bit.
Also, there's a rhythm, which is clearly – Jesus Christ.
But there's a million medical things.
I shared an office with two guys, Daniel Kelson and Jimmy Kimmel. Let me give you a little breakdown of those two guys. They loved spelling, crossword puzzles, Scrabble, anything to do with spelling.
Crossword puzzles, not spelling. I guess it's got spelling involved.
Well, anything involved letters,
words,
and a challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
They loved spelling. Loved spelling. Didn't like nuts. Not a fan of nuts.
Isn't that weird?
And didn't like napping. Kind of looked at people napping as just kind of cop-outs and weak.
Yeah.
That's a tough guy to share an office with.
Because
obviously literate.
For a Corolla.
Loved nuts.
For a Corolla.
And loved napping.
Wow.
Yeah.
You like funny. You all like funny.
We all like funny. That's right.
Here's what everyone would like is Birdwell beach britches. This is my favorite article of clothing right now. I kid you not. I wore it all weekend. It's a bathing suit. It's just a classic suit, and it dries fast, and it's two-ply nylon, inspired by the sailboats anchored in Newport Beach. It's perfect for every activity. They fit just so. They're really meant for beach activity. It's handcrafted since 1961 here in California. Looks as good today as they did then. Legendary quality, and customers come to the Birdwell store in the same pair of birdies they were wearing for decades. They are guaranteed for life.
Drew used to wear those babies
when
he was a lifeguard.
Red Birdwell beach britches, never out of them. 10% off your first Birdwell beach britches purchase with a lifetime guarantee. Free shipping for over $99. Go to birdwell.com. Use the discount code ADS at checkout. I am telling you, it's the last bathing suit you need to buy, gentlemen. For ladies, the stuff is great. You're going to love it. It is just classic, and it's just, I don't know.
It's iconic stuff.
I'm so happy to see it back. It's just really just like an old friend has come around again. It's like, and I'd forgotten how great they are. Discount code again is ADS at birdwell.com.
All right, let's talk to Pete. Who do you want to talk to? Samantha. Samantha, 28.
Oh, hi. Hey there. Get it on.
Hey, get it on. What's going on?
I have a question for Drew, mainly. So, Drew, I have smoked for about 10 years now. For the first half of it, I was cigarettes, but now I'm on to e-cigarettes. And I believe I have like a self-induced medical condition. I have hyperthyroidism. And the back of my throat, like the lymph nodes are like ones, they just look different. Like one's maybe more swollen than the other.
Hyperthyroidism has nothing to do with cigarette smoking or e-cigarettes. Nothing. Hyperthyroidism is a random sporadic process, autoimmune process in most cases.
Okay, just based on my research, which I know is not as much as your education, is that just the effect of like manually inhaling can trigger, like they say, hyperthyroidism can be caused by smoking.
No, absolutely not. You could have some sort of you know, there's different forms of hyperthyroidism. One is a hyperactive nodule, and if you had a singular hyperactive nodule or something, that can be maybe mechanically something. But you probably have Graves' disease, right? Hello?
Yeah, I've only just gone to get the, I think I like took a pill and they took a scan.
Right. It'll be Graves.
What's Graves' disease?
It's just the most common cause of hyperthyroidism. And it's an autoimmune disease. It's associated with other autoimmune conditions. You ought to be aware of that. And it's just one of them things. And if we knew what caused it, believe me, we would advise people how to avoid it. We don't. But it's easily treatable. It's not a big deal. It's, you know, some people, it's a little hard to dial in their replacement, and you can sort of go too far one way or the other. But usually it's a pretty easy and quick, manageable problem, not a big deal.
Hey, Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
What's with the part where you're a little kooky?
I'm not kooky. I thought you might give me a hard time.
I said a little kooky.
Yeah. Well, my main question for calling was more of, I've always told the doctors that I've never smoked. And I've had like lab tests not come in perfectly normal.
Is it kooky to lie to your doctors?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Right. No, that's true. Fair. It's more like I've just heard, you know, your health insurance can go up, or it's going to stay with you for forever. Even if I say I've smoked, like later in life, they're going to say, "Oh, she's a smoker."
Hey, let me tell you something. You smoked. You did. You put in 10 years. Smoking?
Yeah, and a long time.
Yeah. 10 years pack a day?
No, not that much.
All right.
First 5 years, yeah.
All right, so maybe you got five pack years total. The e-cigarettes, probably totally harmless. Probably. And so you've really done a great thing here. You could just tell them, look, I put in five pack years and I switched over to e-cigarettes. And so if my heart rate is up a little bit, it's because I take some nicotine. No big deal. No big deal.
True. They can't be totally harmless because the state of California has outlawed them in public places.
I know.
I think they know what they're talking about.
I know.
And by the way, that coffee you're drinking, one big
carcinogen,
bug of cancer.
That's right.
That's right.
Except it reduces the risk of all kinds of things. We now know for sure. So it's the acrylamide in the coffee.
The state of California knows a little bit better than a doctor does.
Yeah. And so you should. You really, you know, should be commended for switching over and try to. You know, they can help you motivate to bring it down a little bit. You know, get down on your. You know, reduce the amount you're.
Can I tell you? Hey, Matt. Let's do a TV show, a YouTube Red show, where I strap on a helmet with a GoPro on it. It's called Adam Talks to Kooky Broads, like. I just talk to women all day, and they're like, "Yeah, but the e-cigarette causes more cancer than the regular cigarette." And I go, "It's just nicotine and water vapor." Yeah, well, but nicotine causes cancer. No, nicotine doesn't. It's like caffeine. It doesn't cause anything. It's the modality that it's delivered.
It's the cigarette, tobacco.
Yeah, but isn't nicotine? I heard nicotine. No, but nicotine is the bad part, right? No, this is just the nicotine, which isn't bad, and then it's just water vapor. Yeah, but other people will breathe that in. Like, your pets can get that stuff, too. It's like Adam Has Conversations with Kooky Broads. It could be the name of the show. I'll just strap the camera on my helmet.
Just go to Sacramento. That's where they'll be crawling all over the Capitol building, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure where everyone gets their information on everything. Do you?
No, I literally had a fight with a cardiologist about this. I'm like, nicotine is harmless. What are you talking about? Now, there are some concerns about nicotine in the developing brain that may be legitimate. So adolescents, the jury is a little bit out.
Well, they took a rat and they drubbed it in a tub of nicotine and it died. Right.
Right. But I would much rather, like a Samantha, on vaping nicotine, fine, good for her. Or use nicotine gum or patches, whatever you want. I have people on lifelong nicotine gum because they can't get off.
I also like when people go, "So, do you want this person vaping for this?"
I
would like them to not smoke.
Yeah, no tobacco. Tobacco is the dangerous thing.
But by the way, it's not a choice between smoking and nothing. It's smoking and vaping.
Yeah, it's tobacco and water vapor.
They're not doing nothing.
Yeah, we don't get to choose nothing.
But wouldn't you rather they just quit? Yes.
Yeah.
No, they're not. So... may we move forward with our discussion amongst adults? Or do we just want to live in some sort of land inhabited with wizards and unicorns where everyone just does what's... every child should get world-class health care and education. Every child. All right, my work is done here. I'm going off...
Decreed.
I'm going off to... where does Thor live? Asgard?
Asgard.
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 I'm going on to Asgard. I have more work to do with my magic hammer. Sorry, go ahead, Drew.
I was going to talk about Magic LifeLock. That's right. Our devices are vulnerable to cyber criminals. And as Adam always says, criminals are lazy, and now they can do it right from their computer, and so they're going to. And if you're concerned your device has been hacked, you might look for it restarting on its own, running slower than normal, programs running that you don't recognize. Look, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. And to be fair, the weak link is usually us. We respond. We click through on something. We respond to something we shouldn't.
But to be fair, we're also the ultimate prey.
Oh.
We may be the weakest link, but also, man, the ultimate prey.
Jordan. That's what I want to hunt, the ultimate prey. But now with new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, they've added Norton Security and protects you against threat to your identity. It also protects your devices, things you can't see or fix on your own. Everyone knows Norton Security, high quality, LifeLock, the best. And like with any progress in technology, it comes with certain costs. It's car insurance, it's buying tires with the use of the internet and the kind of free use of purchasing we want to do on the internet with all the information we give out to Amazon and everybody else. LifeLock helps protect you. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. And if you have a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. Right, Matt?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code Adam for an additional 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam for an additional 10% off.
Let me weigh in on the ultimate prey here, Drew. You know how I know man isn't, in fact, the ultimate prey?
How's that?
Every movie I've ever seen in the 90s where they're going after man. The ultimate prey. You would not give the ultimate prey a 2-hour head start.
No, that's true.
Like, if you're hunting a Kodiak bear, would you be like, all right, I'll give you 2 hours. You now skedaddle.
You just go, go. I'll be right after.
Kodiak bear comes after you. That's how Kodiak bears work. You don't rarely give the ultimate prey head starts. In every one of these movies, they gave the ultimate prey a head start, thus nullifying the ultimate prey, in my mind.
I think that's true.
It's
the ultimate
true.
Prey wouldn't require a handicap.
You think of the animal and then tell me how big a head start it would need if, in fact, it was the ultimate prey.
Cheetah.
No head starts. Their head start is eating you. That's the ultimate. That is the ultimate prey. Kodiak bear is like, I don't need a head start. You need a head start. Who needs? All right. I'm going after it's man versus a Kodiak bear. Who needs the head start? One of us, only one of us can have a head start. Who needs the head start? And if the answer is man, then guess who isn't the ultimate prey? Yes?
In a weird sort of way, it does make us the optimum prey.
Makes us the optimum prey. Yeah. We're the only prey that ever gets a head start.
We're not the ultimate prey. We're the optimum prey.
That's right. All right. Who do you want to talk to?
I want to talk to Life. I have a very interesting question, Amanda.
Amanda, 31, Connecticut.
Hi.
Hi.
So, my ex-husband had a history of using opiates and heroin, and we met in AA, and he was sober for about 5 years, and then I found out this past September.
Yeah?
Hello?
We're there.
I found out this past September that he relapsed, ended up in the hospital, and so we share custody of our 4-year-old son, so I called DCF and went to court, and they gave me temporary sole custody.
Mm-hmm.
But now, so he refused to get completely sober. He's on Suboxone now through Wheeler Clinic, and we're going back to court next month, and he's trying to get back some of his custody where he can drive with my son and have him overnight. And I just
wow. It is It's really an interesting problem. I don't know how Child Protective Services necessarily looks upon this. How long has he been stable now?
I don't know that he is stable. I almost feel like he's just using Suboxone to supplement when he can't get heroin.
Well, that's often the case. That is often the case. But I think what you have to do is gain some sort of privilege to his medical record so you can get a report from his whoever's prescribing and have the ability to do some sort of urinary toxicologies on a very regular basis that are random and observed.
How's heroin do in the urine?
What do you mean?
How's it
do? It shows up.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, like you've said, like cocaine's out of your system fast.
Yep, yeah.
How fast is heroin?
6 hours, something like that, 8 hours.
That fast?
Yeah, fast, yeah.
Faster than cocaine?
It's about the same. I can't give you the exact number off the top of my head, but it's definitely out the next, you know, the day for sure.
So isn't that kind of tough to detect?
Well, again, it is tough to detect these things, but if his, you know, he has appropriate levels of Suboxone in his system and he is not using other substances and he's going to meetings and he can show you attendance cards and things like this. But you'd want to see, Amanda, I would think you'd want to see 6 to 12 months of stability before you're...
Well, but hold the phone for a second, Amanda.
Okay.
We're going to have to work this one out.
I would argue don't get focused on the Suboxone. That may be actually better in terms of his stability.
Well, I think Amanda's speaking like a sober person.
No, she understands what she's dealing with.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, a couple things. I like the idea that this guy wants to see his son.
Yeah.
You also have to weigh it against the consequence of not seeing your dad.
Yep.
That's a negative
yep.
that a lot of kids experience and is a profound negative in a lot of kids' life. Now, who wants this guy driving high with the kid rolling around in the back seat? No. But it isn't just I have to prevent my son from seeing his father.
Yeah.
There's a negative to that,
yeah.
which is pretty profound.
I think you realize that, right, Amanda?
Yeah, see, right now we're doing supervised visitation where every day my son sees his father, but he's never alone with him. And that's how I want to keep it until he can get off the Suboxone, is what I'm planning on saying in court. I just don't know if that's reasonable.
I don't know about the Suboxone because that's not quite heroin or trucker speed or anything.
Well, she's appropriately skeptical of somebody.
I agree, but I don't know if the courts recognize that if she's on a Suboxone therapy.
Again, Amanda, let's think about it this way. We are not looking for you and I as somebody, if I'm advising you and I'm worried about your child's safety. This guy is a heroin addict, and what I'm not worrying about him returning to a fully thriving existence. If I were his doctor, that would be my concern. What I'm concerned about is his stability and his ability to stay reasonably sober, meaning on the lowest possible dose of Suboxone and not chipping on anything else, and participate actively in recovery of some type, and show himself to be able to function as a good citizen and rigorous honesty and whatnot. And if he can do all that and on the Suboxone, okay, that may not be the optimum thing for him, but it may be the most stable thing he can do in terms of being around for your son. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You get it? So I understand you as a sober person want to see him fully recovered, and of course you would want that for him, but that's not your priority right now. Your priority now is stability maintained around your son. It's a different priority. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay.
It's a different priority.
I agree with Drew.
And so, but that's a hard thing to maintain or to police. You have to literally be able to police it if he's going to be alone with the kid. So.
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm not a board certified physician, but if he's on the Suboxone therapy and he's taking as a replacement, whatever, I don't want him flying an aircraft, but I do trust him to go to the park with your son.
But the park, yes, but the overnight stuff, her instinct is he's chipping on heroin. She's probably right. That's her instinct.
It could be. So. And yes, there's, I guess, a difference between overnight and going to the park. And then the question is, look, the guy wants to be part of your son's life. That's good news.
Good news.
I don't know. Is there a part where you can have a civil conversation with the guy and say, look, here's where my concerns and here's where I'm not. And, you fired the first shot. So he can go to the park with you and hang out all day. And you guys can play catch and have barbecue. And then I'm going to pick him up and come spend the night at my house. And we'll see how that goes.
And Amanda, as a recovering person, you could say back to him, like, hey, man, focus on your recovery. That's got to be your priority right now. And then when you're fully in, spend all the time you want with him.
There you go. How about just a little dialogue? True car, man. You guys want some tips on the cars? Man, I always say Get those tires inflated. Nothing worse. Again, Drew, remember when you were a kid and you'd ride a bike and the tire was really low?
Oh, yeah.
Think how much more energy.
Yeah. It was like paddling through mud.
Yeah. Think of the energy. Now, you don't feel it because you have a car and an engine, but think of what your car's having to do. Let's not do that. Here's another tip you might not know. TrueCar also helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million. Used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you're looking to buy new or used. See what other people paid so you know you're getting a good deal before you buy. Enjoy faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers, and they compete amongst each other to give you the best deal as well. So when you're ready to buy new or used, you go with TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Drew, what do you like? What line?
Three.
Pete, 32, New Jersey.
Get it on, guys.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
So my brother is a very talented guitarist, and he graduated college 5 years ago with a degree in music, and he hasn't worked since then, and he's been in, like, a local band where they do, like, 4 shows a year or something, you know, like, to make a living off of. And the caveat here is, the thing is that, you know, he hasn't really gotten into anything as far as work. He hasn't worked since he graduated. And the reason that he's able to do so is my father passed away 5 years ago, right around the time he graduated. And so with his inheritance, he hasn't really needed money. But I know it's, you know, it must be running out.
How much is he inherited?
I don't want to put an exact figure on it, but around $250,000.
All right. The thing about work as a guy who's been there and not done that is, man, when you're not working, you're not working.
It's like, inertia. It's inertia.
Hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get going, and everything just seems like such a whatever. And you go in and put in an application, and the phone doesn't ring. And it's like nothing. It's like, God, I would be putting up signs. When I was 19, I was putting up signs on Coldwater Canyon. It's like, I'll mow your lawn. Like literally driving with a push lawnmower, like out to people's houses and stuff. Like, it is not happening. Now that I work a lot and I know how to work and I understand work a little and business a little, it just becomes another inertia and another thing. So, like, when you stop, it's just hard.
Yeah, I agree.
Or when you never get started, it's hard.
But I will tell you, though, Pete, it sounds a little suspicious here. This is a guy that was able to master the guitar and get a music degree who suddenly goes to the couch. It makes me think of depression, too much pot. What's going on?
Yeah, well, there's definitely pot in the mix. And my father passing away right at the time he was graduating college.
I'm telling you, nothing can take your knees out than for some people than pot, heavy pot. It just sends you to the couch. It's weird how it does it. So for some people, not everybody, but some people, they just lose their ability to engage.
And you're dead on. You're dead on with that. And the thing is, you know, as far as the family goes and everyone trying to get him to, you know, use his talents and, you know, get out there and, you know, just send an email and you'll get a job type of thing. He's not moving at all.
He's encased in this. He's like encased in something. It really nails you biologically, some people. And he's one of those guys. And so, maybe if you can get him going, maybe he'll stop smoking so much and maybe it will sort of be a spiral upward.
Well, I mean,
but he's gotta stop.
One sort of feeds the other.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where almost everything is a cycle. There's a negative and a positive. When you're really on that positive cycle, it's really just feeding. You're like a shark swimming forward, and when it's down, it's down. I'm just starting to think back all those days of sort of wandering around looking for jobs and stuff, and it's just this sort of aimlessness and weird. Everything was under the veil.
That, by the way, is how my dream felt that I was talking about yesterday. Once you fired me, that's how it felt.
Well, speaking of that, Drew, I was going to save it for off the air. But,
Jesus Christ! I'm on the verge of panic just thinking about it.
I prepared a statement.
Matt
will read it to you off the
air. The humanity.
Yeah. Pete, look, God bless you for loving your brother and worrying about him. It's just tough. The pot ain't helping. I mean, it's basically like saying, I'm not exercising and I'm eating a lot of junk food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, oh, you are compounding things. Mm-hmm. Not exercising. It's tough to stay trim.
But eventually
and fit,
you get
healthy.
So heavy that you can't go exercise. You know what I mean? You get
right,
so deconditioned.
Right. So, when I say baby steps, I say baby steps with the bong. I say baby steps with, okay, look, you're not touring with the Doobie Brothers. How about giving music lessons?
Yeah.
How about picking up a few classes a week where you're teaching?
Yeah, ask him what he'd like to do.
See if we can start
get some motivation
away at this.
How's this working for you? Sort of the question. How are you doing now? Is there a lot of benefit? Or might
by,
there be
by the
else?
Way, leaving people enough to get by on for a few years is no gift. It is no gift.
Yeah.
Leaving someone something and going, hey, I'm going to take my dad's old business and I'm going to build upon it, that's something else.
Yep.
Leave them a few bucks so they really just don't have to leave the apartment for 4 years. That is not helping anyone. It never does,
mm-mm.
Whether your dad does it or the government does it.
Ugh.
But if you'd like to join us in the land of the winners, might I suggest Nightstand? I will tell you how to spell that in a second. You got an iPhone, you got an iPad, you got Apple Watch, ton of cables everywhere. Nightstand, one plug solution. Charge 2 to 10 devices at the same time. You can charge wirelessly if you like or with built-in cables. Featured in Better Homes and Gardens, Nightstand is the number one charging station on Etsy. It's made right here in the U.S. of A., not in China. Made in the United States. Plus, all Nightstand products have a two-day free shipping. Free two-day shipping. So you hear my voice. You can have it in a couple of days. Get all the clutter out, all the different devices, the big mess, the big rat's nest of wires. Take care of it. Beautiful. I want you to look at it online. Exclusive sale for our listeners. 15% off any order with promo code ADS at checkout. Go to nightstand.com. That is NYTSTND.com and simplify your charging. Just go online and check out some of their beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Mm.
All right. Live stand-up, second show added, June 9th, Aladdin Theater. Filming it. I'm going to do a stand-up special, so come on out and say hi. And then the podcast out of the Moore Theater, live podcast, September 13th. Beautiful Moore Theater in Seattle. That is a beautiful theater. You ever see those old theaters?
I spoke in one on State Street. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
State or something?
I'm
yeah.
not going to call you a liar.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a big old theater I spoke in there. I think it was on State.
You guys can go to AdamCarolla.com and check out all the good stuff and see what Chassis has. Lots of good shows over at Chassis. That's a good movie. CHASSY.com. Where are you going,
that?
Driscoll?
I don't know. Jesus. Stop. He just won't stop.
Oh, that's the ghost of his dad driving him to the poorhouse.
Oh. Really, everything about you is making me upset emotionally. I had a bad dream about you.
Your dad is
bringing up my dad's ghost.
Ways to drive into the poorhouse. See,
you threatened to fire me.
Is the poorhouse.
Oh,
I bet it is.
I have a full. I could paint it for you. Full image in my mind.
Single.
Much like the look on your face yesterday when you fired me.
Single A.
And your daughter. Your daughter put the final nails in the coffin. With horrible language, I mind you.
Girl, she was mad at Phil the other day for taking her volleyball. She was like whacking him, you know. And they were like, Natalia, don't do it. She's like, get out of here. Like, she's like, I'm so aggressive and so
crazy.
Oh,
yes. Yes, she was.
Yes, she is. All right. Single AF with Donna D'Errico and Charisse Neal. You guys check that out at Podcast One. Great girls. Funny, funny show. And Apple Podcasts. Well, Drew, what do you got?
Family of Pods at Doctor.com. Also, The Opiate, the documentary, or the sort of the. We have a series of explanations of how we got to where we are, and it's all up now. It's the whole history is there. You can read how we got into this mess we're in today.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla, Dr. Zane. Mahalo.